Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. Oh, lines in the sand are being drawn, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We've got some horrible things happening in hobo alleys and other places around town.
On Critical Hit!
Yes, so...
horrible things haven't happened in Hobo Alley for like 3 days.
It's been a while. But more recently, we've kind of been spending something of a day in the life of a certain demon-possessed guy. Might be time to kind of switch over and see what some other folks are up to. Last we knew, Alana had gotten a place at the Budget Inn and had, I assume, basically slept there for the day.
Or the evening, depends on kind of what time I got to sleep. So I try to wake up relatively early as much as I can to also be dealing with my injuries.
Fair enough.
In the morning, I'm going to try to give Karani a call.
All right. Yeah, she answers. And yes, Karani here. What can I do?
Talana, I wanted to see if you could reach out to the brother again. I know that you had a rapport with him, and I was hoping to talk with him a bit, see if that guard that was on him is still there.
We can check on that. Yeah, we'll reach out. I assume, Rodrigo, that the proxy probably just made arrangements for today.
Made arrangements for the day as far as what?
Having the pack watch your brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was just for that. While thing was going down at the...
at the
Goblin Market.
Goblin Market,
so
yeah. Yep.
All of those grody transients have probably moved on.
Didn't Grody Transient play a character in Mallrats?
I think Grody Transient was a character in Mallrats.
That's what it was, yeah.
On Critical Hit!
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I'll get in touch with him, see if he'd be willing to meet up.
That'd be great. I'd love to talk to him.
Absolutely. I'll see what we can do.
Thanks. And I'll call the professor.
Hello, this is J.D. Higgins, Bottom the Third, who may be speaking with.
It's Alana.
Oh, Alana, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I went and did some investigating, and nothing really to report.
All right. Well, if you want a talk technique at some point, I'd be happy to. Things are going to possibly get dangerous, and I think it would be best if you were able to defend yourself, if you're capable of taking your studies to the next level. We should
probably
find that out.
Yes, of course, of course. And of course, with the device that we've been talking about, me being able to control that, use that, would be a very good thing.
Indeed. So, maybe later, whenever you're got some time free in your schedule?
Yes, yes. I can come over after 3 o'clock if that works for you. Come over to your shop?
Yes, I suppose.
All right. Well, I will meet you there. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Oh, you as well. Is Chap actually, like, listed in the phone book?
Yeah. Well, probably not. He might not have been around long enough to be listed in the phone book.
Sure.
But I bet you if he called 411, he'd be the listed.
Yeah.
You could look him up.
I bet you, what is it? Soul probably has a website.
Address. And then I will go case the joint.
Interesting. All right. How are you going to go about this?
It depends, I guess, where it is. Is it like in a totally residential area or a mixed use area?
I would imagine it's in a pretty ritzy residential area, like someplace pretty new. Well, maybe not. Yeah, probably someplace with, like, you know, all two-story houses, which is about as well as you can do in Hayes.
Unless you have a walkout basement.
Ah. Mm.
So somewhere like on the northwest side of town?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Then I guess I'll go on like Trulia or Zillow or a similar website and see if I can find a place that is for sale or for lease nearby. And
this is Hayes. You're never going to find anything for sale or lease.
Do people not come and go?
The market here is just horrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
They only build if someone is interested, and then when someone moves, it's snapped up right away. So good luck with that.
Oh.
But for the purpose of this story, please continue.
Well, that was my idea. If I then discover that the housing market is a trade wreck, I will try to come up with some other idea.
It's a fairly competitive market.
Yes, and very expensive.
So stupidly expensive.
Yes. So yeah, you probably spend some time looking into that and not having so much luck finding an available place. I would say not too long after, though, you get a call back from Karani. And
hi, Karani.
Yeah, hey. I did get a hold of, I want to say Kevin. Scroll.
Kevin.
Yeah, it
Kevin.
Is.
Okay, yes. Kevin Andrews. There we go. Yeah, I got a hold of Kevin. Yeah, he'd be willing to meet up. Would you be available?
I would be certainly available. Does he or you have a place in mind?
I can say we can go by his place.
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll meet you there.
Absolutely. She gives you another address for another place on the west side of town, quite a bit more way south than where his brother would be living. So you can make it there pretty quickly. It's not too far off. And it's a pretty modest one-story house, small backyard. Looks like Cronny's there, just kind of waiting on your arrival.
Cool. I will do a channel before I go in, just in case I need to use magic.
All right. So rolling with spirit.
Ooh, wait, no, that's close. Sorry, I was mixing up. I had to scroll all the way down. But yes, I do miss, which is really unfortunate.
That does seem unfortunate. So on a miss, you do get to hold one, but you cannot tell again.
And it's hold two for me because of my focus.
Because of your focus. Yes. So you have hold two, but you cannot channel again this scene. So you got a limited amount of magics you'll be able to be slinging around in this for a while.
All right. Sad. That should hopefully be fine, though. All right. I'll, you know, nod to Karani and go knock on the door.
All right. Yeah, Karani basically walks up along with you. A little while later, the door opens up to a somewhat scrawny gentleman who looks very similar to the proxy. A little bit scruffier and scrawnier. But still handsome in his own way, but definitely not nearly as crafted and put together. yeah, hello. I'm Kevin. Karani told me you wanted to talk to me.
Yes. Thanks for agreeing to see me. I'm a friend of hers, and I think we've actually got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Do come in. He leads you in. There's a little living room area with several couches, well-worn, and recliners, and a TV. He basically flips that off and Can I get you anything? I got some soda, or I can probably make some tea.
Oh, I'm all right. Thank you, though.
All right. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I heard that you had a dramatic experience recently.
Something. You're talking about my brother.
She nods.
Yeah. Karani basically suggested that that's what you're wanting to talk about.
Well, I'm also wanting to talk about you. You manifested power. I am a practitioner of magic myself, and I thought that perhaps I could help you understand what is happening to you.
I was always, a little curious about that stuff, but ever since that night, I've really been trying to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It's kind of scared by it. I just wasn't really thinking that night, I guess. I don't know. Not really sure what happened, but
you tell me what you did, what you said?
I really can't remember what was said. I've been looking into this for a while, and I've been having a little bit of luck, just doing some little tricks, I guess. But that night, with my brother, just was badly hurt and bleeding, and I just didn't know what to do. And it's like I just, started speaking, and I really wasn't sure what I was saying. It just kind of started coming out of me. And at the time, I didn't think or wanted to stop it at all. I just really wanted the chap to be okay.
When you said you'd been, studying before, looking into things, what sort of things?
Just reading things here and there. I'd go online and, find a few books. There's a few things at the library, or I'd pick things up online, or around. It just mainly seems silly, but
what got you interested?
Curiosity, I guess. I feel like it was more of an academic interest at first, but I thought it'd be fun to try some things out, and they started seeming to work, and I just kind of kept reading more into it and doing a bit more, and since then I just was very just been very nervous about it since then.
I understand. It can be it's a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
For sure. And your brother told me about you. He didn't want you to be practicing.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that, I think. I don't know. I'm still concerned about what's happened to him, but he really doesn't
seem... What makes you concerned?
I saw something that night that just, it's kind of terrifying. It kind of sounds silly, but I just saw this great flaming wheel with all these wings and eyes, and I feel like it asked me something, and I guess I agreed.
Do you remember what it asked you?
I really can't.
Did it give you a name?
I can't remember.
So, Brian, I have a spell that allows me to erase people's memories or possibly rewrite people's memories. I was wondering if there's a way that I could use it to see someone's memories.
I don't believe so. That seems a little bit out of that spell's purview.
Too bad. but does what he's... does what he's describing sound like the proxy's demonic form or something else?
It definitely sounds like his demonic form.
Cool. I don't suppose there's anything new here that could allow me to put a face to a name.
No.
Like I'm trying to get maybe the... All right. Possibly like the true name of this demon. I don't think that sounds silly at all. I've seen that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find it scary, and I really don't like thinking about it, but I'm just worried what happened. But like I say, Chap just doesn't ever seem to want to talk about it.
There's a unfortunately very good reason for that. And she'll bring up her cell phone and tab to the picture of him holding like a knife to 12 people in chains.
What's that? What?
That's your brother. Or what's left of him.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, what is this? What's going on here?
I'm trying to help you. And I'm trying to help him. The person he was. She'll, like, roll up her sleeve and, like, show, like, the scar where the wheel hit her. It's like, he did this to me because I tried to stop him.
He wouldn't do anything like that. That's not who he is.
No, I'm sure it's not who he was. But your brother died in that car crash, and you brought forth something else that made a deal with you that took part of your brother's soul and put itself there.
I still don't believe that. I mean, so what are you trying to say? What is he?
He's possessed.
What? And what are you wanting to do? What?
I want to help him. I want to stop the thing that is inside him from hurting anyone else.
How would you help him?
She like turns to Karani. We've met a... Unfortunately, I think the night of the accident was a traumatic moment for Haze itself. There are other creatures that have manifested here, and Karani has helped cure two men who had been touched by them.
Karani, gently nods. Yeah, your brother, though, does seem to be a being of more power, though. He has not seemed to be willingly wanting to accept our assistance.
He loves you, Kevin. He really does. But what he thinks is best for you, I don't know that you would agree with.
What do you mean? What do you think?
He's planning on, for lack of a better explanation, turning Haze into hell on Earth.
It seems... it's ridiculous.
Is it really, though? I mean, you've said yourself that you have done things that I think normally would be impossible. I'm capable of doing things that most people would consider impossible. And your brother doesn't want to talk about what happened because he doesn't want you thinking too hard about what happened. He doesn't want you to remember what he's become.
So, what are you wanting to do about this?
I was hoping you could tell me more about him.
I don't know. He's always just been my big brother. He always kind of looked out for me, took care of me. He made sure I was okay. And
I think he still wants to do that. He's just isn't really looking out for anyone else right now. And seems very ambivalent about who else gets hurt. Do you know what he's working on? Do you know, was he working for Soul Soul before this happened?
No, he seemed to join this company after. And I just assumed he, got that job so that we could be closer together.
No, I think he got that job because they might be a genuinely evil company.
I guess.
I don't suppose you know what he does for them specifically, or?
Not too much, no. As far as I'm aware, is kind of a corporate head in this region.
Interesting. Have you noticed anything else unusual about him since the accident?
I don't know. He's just kind of been a bit distant. I just assumed he's been busy. I talk with him, but very often he just didn't seem to be very open.
That makes sense. I'm trying to figure out what he's up to and to stop it before anyone gets hurt. Do you have a key to his place or any access to his office?
I got a key.
Would you mind coming to his place with me? I assume he's at work right now.
I don't know.
Is there anything I can do to convince you? I understand he's your brother. I love my brother too. And my brother has also done some difficult things. But if we go, maybe I can find something to show you what danger he's in.
I don't know. I don't really want to be spying on my own brother.
I understand. Just, he's threatened to kill me and hurt the people I hold dear.
Really doesn't sound like him.
That's because it's not him. Not really, not totally. If you don't want to go, That's fine. If you give me the keys, I'll go and I can bring back any proof that you need. I just thought you might want to see it for yourself.
I'm really not going to just give you the key.
That makes sense. I respect that. Can I make either figure it out or persuade roll here?
Yeah, you can totally give me a persuade an NPC.
Heart. Ugh. I'm mediocre at that. I succeed partially.
Ooh, a partial success. So on a 7 through 9, they modify the terms or demand a debt. I think you'd be okay with the terms of him going with you. I think he is basically going to... this is going to require a debt to convince
that
him.
That makes sense. Like, if... we'll go, and I'll certainly owe you one. And if you do change your mind about wanting to learn more about your powers, I would be happy to teach you.
I don't know about that, but, I mean, maybe I could use some help.
Why don't we take a field trip?
I guess. Yeah, and he reluctantly agrees to come along.
Sweet.
So, you head on over to Chap's place.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of nervously walks up to the door, unlocks it. He walks inside and punches in a code on the security console. Kind of turns and is like, well, here we are.
All right. I will cautiously walk in, basically looking for magical wards, traps, bound demons, things like that.
Well, Proxy, do you have any fancy moves or whatnot for?
Oh, no. where am I?
You'd be at work currently.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, I have a security alarm, so the Hayes PD would deal with any layabouts and whippersnappers or whatever. Neither one of those are people who break into houses, but you know what I mean.
But I have gotten around the security alarm with brother.
Yep.
Use brother on security. Yes.
It's here to water your plants.
The carnivorous.
All right. I begin snooping.
All right.
Basically, I'm looking for arcane objects, paperwork that looks really fishy, big piles of money, you know, caches of weaponry, gates to hell, ghosts strapped in mirrors.
I think this might be a good opportunity to investigate a place of power, perhaps.
Ooh. All right. Sounds good. Investigate a place of power.
So roll.
That would be wild, presumably.
Yes.
Yep. I succeed partially.
Ooh, on a partial success. On a hit, you see what's below the surface to the reality underneath. You can ask the MC one question about the schemes and politics of the faction in question, which will probably be directed towards Rodrigo from there. But
oh, yes. basically, yeah, I mean, I want to know how I can stop.
Get the question. That's on a 10 plus. My apologies.
Sorry. What do I get for?
You get to see below the surface to the reality underneath. So, Rodrigo, what would you say would be the reality of the
proxies? I mean, there might be something residual there, but the proxy is definitely not the sort of guy that...
brings his work home with him?
Yeah, that poops where he eats, yes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a horrifying, you know, nether creature has been living here for a while, if that's anything.
And
there's probably a spooky mirror and probably a weird cup.
So, I think maybe with a bit of looking around, you definitely get a weird presence within his bedroom mirror.
I will go investigate it.
It is currently flipped around facing the wall.
I will put on gloves and flip it the other way.
As you flip it around, you see this haggard and lean face of a woman's spirit as she screams out.
Duh! I like kind of gesture to Kevin to make sure he's seeing this.
Oh, what the heck?
Hello, mirror.
It just kind of screams.
Can I figure out what's going on here, or how to, you know, what needs, like, what that this is a bound ghost, or how to unbind it?
Try to roll me a figure someone out with mind.
Succeed partially.
Ooh, partial success. So, hold two. And I guess Screamin' Sally would also hold one for you as well. So you can ask a variety of questions.
I don't know. Why are you in this mirror? Can I ask that?
Let's see. I'm going to get out.
I mean, I guess that would be like maybe who's pulling your character's strings? Or...
Well, that's a good question. I think you're able to get through some various wailings and nervous thrashings that Ian sent her.
Perfect. I guess mostly then if I know that Ian sent her, I'd like to figure out how to get her out of here.
I think she'd have to be released by the proxy.
She has to be by the... Okay, wow. Would breaking the mirror set her free?
Inconclusive.
Well, that's not going to happen. So what do you want to happen here, Ghost? Because the odds of that happening are incredibly low. And would not be good for you in all likelihood. Any situation in which he releases you, you probably wouldn't want that.
Lights building on fire.
I could break the mirror and we could take our chances. I could take your mirror somewhere else and we could take our chances. But you staying here and hoping to be let go just seems like a real bad call.
She basically, in her wailing, asks you, what are you hoping to get from, what do you want from me? Basically, she asked, what are you hoping to get from Screaming Sally?
Oh, I want some combination of information about the guy who lives here and for her not to be used against me or Ian.
Okay. She definitely lets you know that she wants out. She wants out. Wants out. She's very scared and frustrated at the current situation and doesn't seem to be able to provide much more information than what you have managed to get from her.
Proxy just this is out of character, but he just like spotted her and suddenly she's bound to his will. It's rough.
He let it out with a strong rule.
Yeah. Do I think my, you know, just letting it out could get her out?
Hmm.
Into a magic off.
Maybe. But then we're running into the issue of that kind of running into some retcon territory.
Oh, no, that's fair. Wait, why would it be retcon territory?
Because last episode he has already came home. And
I totally forgot about that. Where all right, well, fine. But now I can't. And she was still there. So, that's awkward.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't really thought about that. All right, well, then I'm going to tell her to. I didn't, because like I don't want her telling him that I was here. Whatever. I actually don't even care. All right. Well, that's unfortunate. Is there a way that I can make Kevin aware of like the feeling of, you know, corruption or evil or, you know, there being something terrible that's lived here?
He's got a ghost trapped in a mirror.
I mean, that's definitely weird.
But this kid's kind of willful.
He's definitely kind of taken aback by that. He's slack-jawed.
Because he's of power, like, I'm going to try to maybe see, like, I can feel the corruption in this place, and I think that if you open your mind, you could too. And I want you to try to do that so that you can understand. Can I guide you through that?
Sure. I can. I suppose.
So, yeah, I'm basically going to try to help him do a place of power investigation so that he can walk through it with him and point out little mystical significant spots to help him come to terms with what's happened.
Okay, we're going to kind of do this as a somewhat custom move, but basically go ahead and roll me a lend a hand.
Oh, sure.
When rolling with power.
Power, sure.
And
I succeed partially.
Ooh, partial success. So on a 7 through 9, you expose yourself to danger, entanglement, or cost.
I mean, I'm already doing that.
Yes. I think basically you do totally help him basically open his mind's eye to the situation, and he's really not taking it well. Basically is like, none of this is right. I really need to talk to my brother. I just really should go talk to him now.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I need to go. I need to go see him.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. I just need to talk to him. We need to go. I need to go.
Okay.
Take me back.
Sure. Do I find anything else of use in the place, like an office key card or anything like that?
I'm going to say no, you don't manage to get anything of real significance of a material value.
All right.
But, basically.
I will take. Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah. So basically, Ian just kind of.
I will.
Starts walking down and out the door.
Kevin, you mean?
Kevin, sorry, yes. And starts making his way out. Anderson heads back to your car or whoever drove.
Yep. Be my car.
All right. And basically as you all head outside, a white paneled van cruises on by and loops around at the cul-de-sac and parks along the opposite side.
Oh yeah, because we're catching up with the vampires.
Yes.
Nice. I will take a look at the van. Does it look like it's filled with sketchy vampires?
You see a couple of guys in the front. They seem to be consulting a phone currently.
Nice. All right. Think I'll drive Kevin back home.
All right. He basically drives back pretty silent and just seems to be kind of deep in thought and largely just wants to be taken back home and be left alone from there.
So torn about whether or not to memory wipe this kid.
Well, getting back home pretty quickly.
Yeah. What's your plan now, Kevin?
I don't...
You have a choice to make. You can't let him make these decisions for you.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to fight for the good that's still inside him.
I mean, yeah, but, like, how? What exactly am I needing to do here?
I'm telling you, your brother has become a very dangerous person. And if you confront him about this, you are putting yourself in danger.
I don't know. I think I should talk to him.
What do you plan on saying?
I just want to hear him tell me what's going on. I just want to see I want his explanation of all this.
Side of the story.
What's that?
Yeah, his side of the story.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to know. Yeah, I just want to know what he's saying, what he says is going on.
I wish that that would be easy for you. I just worry that that will wind up in... I'm tired of seeing innocents get hurt. Those people I showed you in the picture, I couldn't save them. I'm trying to save you.
I still have a hard time believing all this. I really feel like...
So if your brother denies it, then what will you think? Do you think you'll know if he's lying?
I don't know. He's got to have some explanation for all this.
No, he does. He thinks it's in his and your best interest. So I guess, you know, imagine a man who sells cigarettes for a living and lies about the fact that they'll kill people and thinks about only that he's supporting his family. Your brother is like that to an even more dramatic extreme.
I don't know. I don't know. I still think I'm going to have to get in touch with him.
I'm sorry to hear that. And I will memory wipe him.
All right. Let's see. And what do you do to go through this process?
She'll just like, you know, I'm trying to think, basically stop the car at like his driveway, and then like lock the door, pull out her gun, and point it at him and say, just stay still.
Okay.
And then she will look at his eyes, like put her hand on his head and like trace some lettering there and just remove the memories of her encountering him or him encountering her and Karani today.
All right. So just wiping all of that.
Yep.
All right. Well, he his expression goes pretty blank, and he kind of starts perking up and what's going on?
She'll like be like, this is your ride. You must have fallen asleep. I'm your Uber driver.
Oh, okay. What do I owe you?
Oh, it's already taken care of.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't even know we had Uber drivers here. I guess this is my place. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. And he very confusingly gets out the door and walks back to his house.
I really wanted Alana to make $20 out of the deal.
Mark corruption for that.
For the $20?
Are you
taking advantage of someone I'm memory wiping?
Okay.
All right. Then I think I'm going to, head back to my bookstore, make sure it's still intact.
Well, yeah, you do drive by. I mean, it does seem to be intact, but you do notice something posted to the door.
Sweet. What is it?
It does seem to be a basically a condemning letter, basically notifying that this place of business is going to be shut down for renovations.
All right. I'll call the number on that and try to get things, do what I can on my end to get that sorted out or stopped or delayed or anything.
Okay, well, I think you start a phone call that leads through basically a bureaucratic maze
that yep, sounds great.
Takes you the foreseeable while. And I think basically that brings us back to the proxy coming back to his house and somewhat confronting a couple of individuals in a van. Shortly thereafter, Klaus gets a call on his phone.
From?
Seems to be from Brett.
Yes.
Hey, so I kind of tried to tip off your buddy there to the guys watching him. Hoping he would, do something about it. I guess he spooked him pretty good, but didn't seem to do anything in particular. Apparently they've reported back, and sounds like they're wanting to have us move on him this evening.
Oh. I'll get back to you.
Oh, okay. You might want to make it soon.
Yeah.
Supposed to move in an hour?
Yeah, give me 10 minutes.
Okay.
Was it Alana that said we need to get the other vampires out of the way, or was it someone else?
Alana did say that.
Said not. It wasn't the other vampires so much as the ones that were possessed by demons needed to get out.
I'm going to call Alana.
Hey, Alana, you got another call coming in.
All right. Look, I'll call you back about this later. This is very frustrating. This is a reasonable place of business.
I'm sorry. If you can give us a call back during business hours, we can go over
this
the phone.
This is business hours!
I'm sorry. We're closing for today.
All right. I'll call you back tomorrow. Consider this an injunction. Consider this me acting on this.
If you want to come in tomorrow and we can fill out the form to get the injunction going, we can get that taken care of for you from there.
Certainly don't want to, but I will do that. Okay. Yes. Hi.
So, you know, you said we need to get the Great Bend players off the scene?
Yeah.
They're doing the opposite.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently. You know who spooked them? And so they want to go gung-ho on him tonight.
Oh. Interesting. Well, I'd like to watch that. No, honestly, my investigative routes are hitting dead ends. He's a slippery customer. It's not the only... I had a literal spook on him, and that doesn't seem to have gone well. So... I mean, so there are multiple outcomes, I suppose, here. One is that they move on him and he kills all of them. One is that they move on him and they actually take him down, or something in between. I think taking him off the board is going to need to happen sooner rather than later. Do you know when and where and what their plan is?
Just that they're mobilizing within the hour.
Oh, okay. Exciting. And these are people that you don't directly work with, right?
Right.
Got it.
These are Delgado's people. Okay. The ones who are doing the whole Court of Blood thing.
Right. And they would not be happy to see you?
Probably not.
So the worst by far possible outcome is that they start a fight and that it turns into talking. So we want to try to make sure that doesn't happen. Because we really don't want those groups allying.
Think that I can manage.
What's your plan?
Have my contact lead the charge.
Cool. All right. When you get the when, or well, you've got the when you get more precise where and details, let me know. I might want to be there in person to watch this play out. Honestly, if we can get him injured, if we can take him down, if we can capture him, this might be our best shot at saving the town.
Got it. I will let you know as soon as I've got information.
I'll mobilize on my end. Thanks.
Yep. Call Brett back.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
We need him, preferably we need him captured and detained so we can stop what he's doing, but we don't need your boss talking to him.
I don't think she had any plans of talking in mind.
Is she going personally?
No. Okay. We're supposed to take care of it.
All right. Let me know when you are mobilized. And if you can, lead the charge yourself. Like I said, we don't need him talking to anybody.
Okay, I'll see what we can do.
All right. And I'll wait for his eventual response.
I'll call Ian.
All right. Hey, Ian, you got a call coming from your sister.
Breep, breep. Oh, it's the Animaniacs ring, is it? I shall answer. Yes.
I have bad news and potentially good news.
Well, let's start with the bad.
Your agent has been captured.
What a shame.
Potentially good news is that there's a group that's going to try to make a move tonight on her captor. And I plan on being there to see if we can capitalize on it.
A group of what?
Vampires.
So the enemy of my enemy is a slightly larger enemy. Interesting. Well, if you're there, I'm there as well.
Sounds good. Also, my shop is being foreclosed on, so, you know, that's annoying. But not something you need to deal with. That's tomorrow's problem. All right.
Do you need me to burn it down?
No, please do not burn my shop down. Please, 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 please do not burn my shop down.
Misadventure would trigger the insurance money.
No, 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 no.
I definitely heard please and burn down in that sentence.
All right. I'll find something else to burn down.
All right. Do what you need to do, then come meet me so that we can mobilize when I get the call.
All right. Ian's going to look up the office that handles condemnations for Ellis County and burn it down. No, don't give in to your base urges, Ian.
Give in.
Burn it Fight. Down. Burn it down. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Some Ian people must just fight watch the voices the world burn. In his head.
Yes.
Okay, the idea that the voices in my head, the evil demons, are actually Rob and Steven, it really does make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Burn it down. Burn it down.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Tomorrow when I'm trying to decide
whether to
have... How'd
you end up with two demons?
Oh, it's awesome.
Wouldn't that be three?
Isn't it a Siamese link?
You know, like, took a special... It was a special advance for that. Oh, yeah.
Boo.
Speaking of advances, can I mark advances on both wild and power for things I did?
Yes.
As I both investigated a piece of power and lended a hand?
Yep.
Nice.
Sweet.
Wait, lend a hand is?
Yes. No, actually, lend a hand is not. I thought you did something that would have...
You did a mind wipe?
No.
Yeah.
I guess just
Faction move,
wild.
Intimacy move, and debt or honor.
Okay, fair enough. I did not do that.
Wouldn't you say that just wild?
I would say otherwise. I guess I would have marked or already had marked wild. But oh yeah, I still need to mark power. I need my start / end of session things.
So. Is Ian doing anything at this point?
Well, the voices in my head tell me to burn things.
No!
What time is it?
It solves Alana's problem for the time being.
It's about 6 o'clock, starting to get dark out.
And she said that there's going to be hot vamp on demon action starting after dark?
Yes.
Fighty-fighty?
Pretty much.
I shall brood my way across the city.
If you burn down the building, then all of the local law enforcement will be focused there.
Ooh. Look at the brain on Rob.
Brain on Brad. All right, so here's my question. What do I roll to see if I give in to my base urges?
I don't think there is a move for that.
Your human restraint.
I have a -4 in that.
I see.
Well, I could lend a hand or get in the way. Okay. Oh my god.
What's that?
I just accidentally rolled a 13. Did I burn something down? Oh crap. All right.
Yes. I didn't. Right. Wow.
You actually went and did my paperwork for me?
In triplicate. Okay. I'm serious too. About how much time do I have to get where I'm going?
Well, approximately an hour.
Approximately an hour. All right, Brian.
Uh-huh.
real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're running a game.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your players suggests recreational arson. Were this something that said player actually considered, thanks to the evil voices in his head?
Burn it down! Burn it down! Burn it down!
Who take their cues very down. Well.
You do it in such perfect chorus.
Oh, yeah. We're queuing off of each other there.
Right.
We're professionals.
Professional something. Were a player to follow that urge in the hour that he had, would that be something that would completely throw your game all to hell and you would say, no, you can't do that, or you shouldn't do that, or don't do that? Or...
I'd say you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a question of whether that would scrub Brian's game. I think that's a question of what do you actually want to do with that hour you have and whether you want it to actually count for something.
I think that hour smells like gasoline.
Well, there is that.
I do smell gasoline.
I mean, if you count each of your daemons at this point, that's like 28 burn it down by now.
Gosh darn it. See, this is the problem, because my nature as a player is completely different than Ian's nature as a chaotic force of emo.
Yeah, but he's obviously a chaotic force of vengeance, and I don't know that vengeance necessarily aligns with annoyance with bureaucracy. He might go try to, like, stop a mugging.
They are trying to shut down your sister's shop.
Which means I'm cashing in a debt to my sister.
No?
No?
Yes!
Your sister.
No. Because my sister mourned my death. She mourned my death.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel that in order to cash in that debt, to honor...
I don't think that's how cashing in debts work. No. I think it's like you do something that I want, not something I explicitly don't want.
But it's for your own better. It's for your own good.
He's only got your best interests at heart.
That's true. All right, I'm coming to the realization that Rob being in my side means that I'm probably in the wrong here.
Damn it.
Sorry, Rob.
So close.
Could have been beautiful. I have an hour.
Yes.
You have like 20 minutes by now.
You're like 40 minutes Molotov cocktails. Yes.
Looking at a can of gasoline, looking at a box of matches, looking back at the can.
I can tell you, a very, very stupid man once said, every time I have a problem, I throw a Molotov cocktail, and then I have...
Yes. And now I have a whole new problem.
That line is so good. We all just watched that episode last
Jason.
Night. Right.
Which,
well, he also said very important words: don't eat everything that smells good, because sometimes it's candles. So I'm going to make my way to this meeting, but I would like to make my way there and see if there's any way that I can cross paths with the Holy Karen.
Probably not.
Okay, then I'm just going to go.
Pretty much one or the other.
Can't do both.
Yes.
I can't burn things down. I can't get into a fight with divine justice. What can I do, Brian?
Totally burn things down.
I know.
If you don't want to do any of those other things.
Your choice not to do that.
Yes.
How
Which
many
I think
years
is the incorrect done? Choice.
We're like 10 years in at this point. You should know that the more you tell me something is a good idea, the more I go, but Rob. Okay, so.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying it's the best idea.
All right, I'm going to put a pin in burning down the office of the county assessor and make my way to the area that we expect to explode into bloody vampire violence.
Maybe there's some gasoline there.
Oh, there is always gasoline.
There we go.
And what's Klaus going to be doing here?
Burning down the office of the county assessor.
No.
No, that's not Klaus's MO.
That's true. Klaus would tell someone else to do it.
Exactly. So, Ian.
I hear you have a bureaucratic like problem. Have you considered
recreational arson?
Ian does not answer his phone when it rings sympathy for the devil.
I don't think Klaus and Ian have interacted enough for
for him to get a ringtone.
Have a custom ringtone.
Yeah. To have each other's numbers.
That's true.
Oh, I know some people that are writing some fiction right now. Podcast at majorspammers.com.
Okay. It's early evening right now, right? You said it's between 6 and 7?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to call the professor.
Okay. Hey, professor, you got a call from Klaus coming in.
Hello, this is J.D. Higgins Bottom the Third. How may I help you?
Hi, professor, it's Klaus.
Oh, Klaus, how are you? I'm on my way to Alana's right now. What can I do for you?
She'll fill you in when you get there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, then. Well,
if she's not home, give me a call back.
Okay.
Where? Night,
professor.
Goodbye, Klaus.
I'm not going to tell him anything if I don't have to.
Okay. And where exactly are you at?
Probably my house.
Your house? All right. And
it's my house. You just rented from me.
Same thing. Yeah, I'm in the professor's basement.
No.
Where is Alana currently?
She's at her shop.
At the shop? Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's where the professor's headed?
Yeah.
All right. I think Rob gets a call, or not Rob, but Klaus gets a call there from Brett.
Is it time?
Heading out now.
Right, and you're already in town, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Let me know if things end before you hear from me.
All right.
Bye.
As you hang up the phone, you start hearing a commotion from outside.
While texting Alana, they're on the way. I'm going to check on that and peek out my window. You know.
Okay, basically, what you see is quite a big number of people. Basically, kind of seems to be rioting, just running through the streets, tipping cars, breaking windows. Seems to be
Friday night.
Somebody won a game. KU game.
Something like that.
Somebody won, somebody lost. Either way, something's on fire.
I'll text back on the way where?
His house. Or I'm assuming his house. Let's say his house.
His house, .. question mark?
Like, yeah. His house is all I'm going to say. This is a riot.
Mm-hmm.
Like what kind of riot? Like end of the world riot? We've gotten some bad drugs riot? Where this is where the vampire lives and we're coming to get him kind of riot?
Yeah, there are torches and pitchforks.
No, just seems to be crazed individuals running around and just seem to be lashing out at anything and everything and pulling down street signs.
I don't have Mitch Davidson's numbers explicitly, do I?
No, I don't think you do.
I'm going to call 911.
Okay. And, circuits are busy at this time. Please stay on the line.
Whoa. I'm guessing they probably know about this then.
You think?
I never know. You never know. They're attacking anybody that...
Yeah, anybody, anything. Just...
Are they attacking each other?
Occasionally.
Okay.
About this time, you notice some group of individuals walking up. They seem to be somewhat heavily armed, all holding assault rifles and shotguns. And one of them points to your house.
I'm gonna bolt the door, and I'm going to go out my bedroom window. Hopefully there's fewer people in the alley.
All right. You want to... basically, one guy walks up. He's a pretty muscular-looking fellow. Has long black hair, pale skin. Seems to be wearing a bulletproof vest, but otherwise shirtless. He levels a shotgun at the door and shoots it at the locking mechanism and kicks in the remainder. And as he does that, he yells, "Klaus!"
Was it someone I recognize?
Nope.
I'm not answering.
Making a getaway?
Yeah.
All right. Want to go ahead and roll me an escape?
Sure.
Since that's a thing you can just do.
It's just blood.
Escape.
Escape.
What?
Good
success.
Wow.
Ooh, strong success.
Wow.
So
did it work? It
hit you. Get away. So basically, yeah, you're able to get out the window. You go ahead and choose one from the list.
No, the escape list is all bad.
Yeah.
Yes. There's some price for running off.
I like you give into your base nature, and for Klaus, that's like,
yes,
just bolting it out of there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's like, well,
well,
things are inconvenient. Bye.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to go with.
What about Zoidberg?
I give him to my base nature and mark corruption.
Okay.
My base nature is save my skin.
So, meanwhile, the professor is making his way over to Alana's.
Yep, I'm driving down Main Street right now in my big old car.
As am I.
Are you? All right.
She's the only one who might be willing to protect me.
Well, then I think there's like probably like two cars converge as she's like heading out, like tucking her like cell phone in hand, gun in the other, calling Ian to start heading towards the beat scene.
Yeah, I will say that they managed to get there fairly simultaneously.
Oh, hello there, Klaus.
Hi.
Go to knock on the door.
Oh. Professor, you're here for the meeting. Oh,
yes.
We're going to have to reschedule that.
Well, what's going on? Klaus said you would explain everything.
And not too far distance, you're hearing some loud noises and sirens.
Wait,
do I smell
what's
smoke?
That?
There's a riot.
What kind of a riot?
What?
Not the pleasant kind.
Well, there's no kind of a pleasant riot, but are this people after you, people after somebody else? Is this just like the university won a game? What's going on?
Definitely not the winning.
Uh-huh.
There are people after me. I have no idea if that's why the riot's involved or not.
Ah, Klaus.
Great.
So
that's weird. Huh.
If you don't mind, I'll ride with you to the... place.
Is this something I can be of assistance of?
Oh, I don't know. How are you at dealing with a fight between vampires and a horrible wheel of screaming death?
Horrible wheel of screaming death, you say, hmm?
Yeah.
May sound familiar.
Hey, Klaus, we're getting another call coming in.
Brett again?
Nope.
Who?
Sharon.
Oh. Yeah?
Where you at? There's some guys looking for you.
Yeah, I know. They shot my door down.
Okay, well, they're here, too.
Get out.
Okay, what am I...
Do you have any idea who they are?
No.
All right, looks like it's Great Bend, I'm guessing. Get out. Let everybody know to just get out of their way.
Okay.
No one knows where I'm at. Bye.
Wait, Great Bend is after you now? I thought Great Bend was going after our target.
He was pale. I'm going to call Brett.
Oh, vampire politics. They're always delightful.
I'm gonna,
there's not an answer.
Yeah, I didn't expect there to be.
Vamp politics.
I'm busily typing on my phone to my network. Wheel in the sky, demon.
All right, well, let's take the show on the road. I'm calling Ian. I'll just text Ian the address.
That's good. I think he gets the address after deliberating a good long while after over a can of gasoline.
Yeah, that checks out.
Ah.
So I'm going to set that on fire.
I set the text up. No.
I set the phone on fire.
Send Jack a bunch of fire emojis.
Good.
Exactly.
It's like an Aqua Teens. He just throws the phone down and it explodes.
Exactly.
Stock explosion.
Yes.
Stock explosion, man. That's my new drag name. All right. So Ian is going to go to that address.
All right. You're heading that way.
Yeah. In the most emo leapy way possible.
And is that where everyone else is heading?
I think so.
Is the professor in the car with us?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm busy typing, so I'm going to let Klaus drive. Now, Klaus, this is a classic car. Do not damage it.
So,
meanwhile, can I use Arcane Detective to find out what my network knows about demons, the fiery wheel wings stuff?
Let us see here.
Remember, I've been studying in real you demon have. Names.
Can't talk, burning place down.
Yeah. Like, maybe reach out to Lowardsley.
When you interview a knowledgeable NPC pursuing the arcane, I don't think you really have the time and opportunity to gather much information here.
He's not going to be much of use in a fight. So he could be doing that while everything else is happening.
I suppose so, but that's going to take a little bit of time to...
Okay, well, I will send out a message then to Lordsley asking him what he knows about any demon creature with these specifications. And I will wait for a reply.
I will attempt a fresh channeling while Klaus drives.
Okay.
Oh. Where are we going?
His place.
Whose place?
The enemy's place.
Yeah.
Did you bring the device, Alana?
I did.
Okay.
But I don't think we are going to kill him here. We still need answers if we're going to prevent his plans from coming to fruition.
Oh, okay.
The Court of Blood people decided to move on him tonight.
Okay.
And apparently me, I guess.
Okay.
I think they're just moving on Hayes tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Slee.
I think we'll just end it right there.
Yeah. As the group heads out towards the proxy's place, I think that's a good time to give it a break here.
Yeah, most definitely. I think we're building up to our massive conclusion here. Holy cow, you guys. So much happens.
First time all five of us are in the same scene.
Right?
Yeah, next week.
Good chance that not all five of us are coming out either.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Check us out over at patreon.com/majorspoilers for ways that you can support us and make sure that the show is going and ensures that we get us into the next chapter of the Void Saga. That's patreon.com/majorspoilers. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.